Regina, Mayor Chad Baczynski delivered an upbeat message in his first State of the City address since taking office. Our city's strength is not measured by the heights of our buildings, but by the depth of our passion and the scale of our vision, Baczynski told the audience at the event hosted by the Kiwanis Club at Conexus Arts Center. The state of our city is strong, and you being here today means you can only go on to get stronger. It was once said that the best way to predict our future is to create it. So let's work together to create a future where Regina is the best place to call home. That is my goal. Baczynski pointed to a number of initiatives that have been underway, including the new aquatic center, a new transit fare system, downtown initiatives such as revitalizing Scarth Street, and the permanent emergency shelter on Halifax Street. Baczynski pointed to road construction projects such as the Dewdney Avenue revitalization. He also reiterated an election commitment, saying he was working closely with administration to explore options to expedite some construction projects, looking at expanded hours and nighttime construction options where they exist. But he also acknowledged some challenges ahead, in particular the upcoming city budget deliberations in March, where administration is recommending a whopping 8.5% mill rate increase. "It is going to be a tough one, as we all know," said Baczynski. "We're going to have to get creative, given the rising costs of everything." Administration has presented the proposed budget for 2025, and council will consider this in March. "What's clear is our city is increasing in size and complexity, and we need to continue to meet the needs of our citizens. Over the last few years, the cost to deliver civic operations has fast outpaced the budget increases. There will no doubt be tough decisions to make and difficult conversations to have, as we juggle a number of priorities and ensure that taxpayers feel they are getting value for their dollars, while also ensuring we are delivering the programs and services that our residents expect and deserve." Two new initiatives announced. Mayor Baczynski did take the opportunity to announce a couple of new initiatives. One is being put forward by Economic Development Regina, and it is called Regina 25. Regina has always been a place for growers, and now is the time to celebrate the spirit and ambition that has made Regina such a special place for so many people, said Baczynski. Regina 25 is a new initiative that celebrates local leaders and recognizes people who have transformed Regina's community and economy, making this a place where people and businesses thrive. This initiative honors those who dare to grow, inspire, and lay the foundation for our city's future. He said the awards are created by Regina people, for Regina people, and spotlight the leaders who have elevated our community and economy, making our city an amazing place for people and businesses alike. They are looking for people in the categories of entrepreneurs, innovators, newcomers, mentors, and community leaders. From those, 5 winners will be selected within each category, with 25 winners in all. The nominations are now open and runs to late March. Winners will be announced at a gala on April 10th. The other initiative is also from Economic Development Regina and is aimed at the external audience who don't yet live in Regina but who might be persuaded to move to the city. It is a multi-year campaign aimed at urban residents who have to suffer through a higher cost of living, long commutes, and other headaches. That's why we're encouraging residents in those larger cities to break up with their cities and move to Regina, said Baczynski. "So, we've done our homework. We've identified regions like Vancouver, Toronto, and Atlantic Canada, where people are feeling the key pain points and where Regina can be positioned as the solution. We understand Regina's value proposition. Our city offers a rare combination of affordability, quality of life, and opportunity that makes it attractive to potential residents. The government of Saskatchewan cites more than 135,000 job openings between 2022 and 2026. Almost 1 in 5 of those openings will be in skilled trades and transport. This is not simply an ad campaign. This is a multifaceted, multi-year strategy to help address Regina's labor market gap and grow the tax base. We're reaching out to the right people, and the strategy is designed to help us connect with people who value the things Regina has to offer, and convince them to move and stay here."